Listen up, guys. This is an official content warning. You don't want any of this show. You don't want to hear hilarious things about pee-pees and titty-tatas. You don't want to hear any of that goo-goo-dee-ga-ga-da-poopity-poo. No, man. You want to hear good, clean content that's not fun and is boring and bland. It's like a avocado. No, wait, avocados are delicious. It's like plain oatmeal, man. Machine-cut dried oats. You don't want none of that fruit, none of that pineapple, none of that sissy sass, none of that jizzy jazz, none of that kumquat on your mama's face stuff. You know what I mean?
Hello out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sean Random, and it has come down to me to have to start this show. And it occurs to me, what does it mean to start a show? Nietzsche would say to start the show would be to begin the suffering, as it is only through suffering do we find the meaning, and to get at that meaning, the only way we can do so is by starting the show. As Freud would say, there is no show. We're simply playing out these actions as a means to find substance and acceptance from our mothers. And then again, Buddhists would say, the show began long before your entrance, and will continue long after your exit. The show is not yours to begin, as it always was. It's up to us to be one with the show. All right, well, you know, I mean, I guess that's a real complicated way to go about it. It doesn't really solve my problem at all, though, because here I am at the beginning of the show, and I guess this is how I started it. Enjoy the show.
Today's episode is brought to us by Soda and Cigarettes. Soda and Cigarettes? Only the random bush could turn poison into pure comedy pleasure.
Like this glass right in front of my face because my glasses are all clear. Ho, 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 ho.
I just wanted the frames. I don't actually have eye problems.
I'm in the acting class, but only the Shakespearean acting class. That's my college major. I'm going to spend 5 years doing that.
I grew this beard so people think I have a personality.
I know like so many songs on the guitar and I only know 4 chords.
I own 15 pairs of suspenders. And no belts.
I have books about cats.
My facial hair went out of style 20 years ago.
I never smoke cigarettes, but I have tons of different colored vapes.
I love that I spend my parents' hard-earned money on the clothing that they themselves donated when they were in the position in life that I am now in.
These jeans are perfect, except they're not ripped everywhere.
I can wear a vest with no shirt, right? I mean, that's just, whatever. Can I go in grocery stores like that? Of course I can. It's a shirt.
I know it's summer, but plaid is in.
Plaid pants, plaid boxers, plaid vest.
We live in Southern California. Let's wear plaid during the summer.
Only if I can wear my winter hat. Well, can I wear my winter hat where my bangs are still coming out the front? Because yeah. I want people to know I'm emo.
And I want the tip to be a different color. Maybe blonde.
That's one blue streak.
One blue streak. That's fine.
I love it when you see like the older woman with like one blue streak. Mm-hmm. And in my head, every time I imagine that there was some weird scenario where her kids stayed home that night and they were like, oh, mommy daughter night. I'm cool.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's what you're hoping it is, which it could be. I think sometimes it's too that like women will develop like a gray streak.
Oh, okay.
Right there, so they could just dye it blue and be like, nah, I'm still cool.
Fuck it. Manic panic, baby.
Yeah.
I'm ultra really suspicious of the older person with the one blue streak or the one color streak. Only because,
wait, think it's like a prison thing?
No, I think it's a narc thing. It feels like that would be the type of person that walks up to you like, hey guys, what are we doing tonight? You guys know where to find the pot?
Hi, fellow kids.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know, it's 4:15. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to want to be puffing on some of that reefer. You know what I'm saying?
You guys have any marijuana cigarettes?
I sure would love to purchase. 1/8, and that is 3.5 grams of sweet Sheba marijuana.
Do you have Northern Lights sativa?
I just had this new weed. It's called Peekaboo. Because you smoke it and peekaboo your house.
Hey guys, tired of the hustle and bustle of the get up and go every morning? Only to have to juggle so many different grooming products? So much to do, but so little time. Well, get rid of all that junk, because the solution to your problem can be found in just one product. Yes, friends. Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic is the only product you'll ever need to get your morning going. Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic, for all your showering needs.
Don't you hate it when a product lets you down by falling short of its claims? Now John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer is your solution to getting ready in the morning. Our secret chemical formula is specifically developed to serve all of your get-up-and-go grooming product needs. Additionally, you will notice our specially built packaging has a small surprise of its own, complete with a spring-loaded storage case keeping your shaving razors, comb, and toothbrush safe, dry, and most importantly, conveniently located for when you need them most. Unlike our competitor's product that claims to be the only product you will need, John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer is not only a shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, it also works as a shaving cream and toothpaste. That's right, friends. When you've got grooming to do and little time to do it in, the only product that meets all of your showering needs is John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer. Minty fresh and baby soft.
Well, hold on there, friend. You're not done with that incredibly useful product just yet. Oh, no. Sure, everyone knows how useful Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic is in the shower. I mean, aside from hair and body, shaving and toothpaste have been on the secret menu since development. But those of us in the know have been doing that for years. Our new and improved formula is for use in and out of the shower. That's right, friends. After you clean yourself, settle in front of the mirror to get your look just right. And Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic has got you covered. Now, in addition to all its previous uses, we are your hair cream, dark eye color corrector, hair gel, hair mousse, and hairspray. And our new and improved container technology allows every tool you'll need to safely fold right into the base of the container. It has tweezers, a hairbrush, safety scissors, a toothbrush, a shaving razor, a nail file, and a screwdriver, just in case. And because we utilize Swiss Army knife technology, you know your tools are safely folded away and not constantly falling out of some unreliably built-in compartment like some other products.
Hey there, buddy. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but you're a busy man with places to be and people to see. Worry not. Down here at John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer Incorporated, we understand how busy your life can be. Thanks to the new and improved reformulated John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer, we can solve your problems in the bathroom and in the kitchen. Yes, thanks to the magic of hybrid pharmacology and GMO methodology, this incredibly useful product is now fortified with 24 vitamins and minerals, becoming a healthy part of a nutritious breakfast.
Sure, you can eat it. Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic is jam-packed with nutrients, and now with protein whey. But why would you want to eat it when it's just so darn useful? Thanks to the brilliant mixologists in the secret laboratories down here at the Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic Factory and Bulk Distribution Center, they have altered the product's recipe once again. It still serves all its former purposes, but now Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic can be good for you and your vehicle. As a carpet shampoo, interior deodorizer, and as a dual-action turtle wax and polish for all interior and exterior surfaces. And should you find yourself short on gas, just put a few squirts in the tank and Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic will get you to the next gas station. We are your go-to solution for bathroom, kitchen, and car service needs.
That's right, friends. Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, shaving cream, toothpaste, hair cream, hair gel, hair mousse, hairspray, skin lotion, handy snack or meal replacement, interior and exterior car polish, carpet shampoo for your car, home or office, deodorizer, air ionizer, temporary solution for gasoline replacement, and now it even works as a suntan lotion and bug spray for all day protection.
Ours does all of that and works as a makeshift road flare, super glue, both laundry and dish detergent, and regarding personal safety, can be used as mace to intimidate predators. Now available for a limited time in special kids flavors like Razzle Dazzle Raspberry and Ooey Gooey Green Apple Gobs. Fun for the whole family.
Sure, but can it remove makeup, moisturize, and smooth out wrinkles? John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer is not only the go-to product for a man's car, home, garage, and office grooming needs, but now John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer is the solution that women can turn to as well.
Of course, Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic is a product for all sexes. Men, women, children, and octogenarians have been reaping the many, many benefits of our products and will continue to do so for many years to come. Because when it comes to your grooming needs, Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic is the only solution the whole family will ever need.
Announcing new and improved John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer. So great for all its well-known purposes, but now it's the best friend to man's best friend, serving all of the grooming needs of your dogs, cats, lizards, and birds. Not recommended for fish.
Ha! You can give Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic to fish? Fish, and for that matter, all your pets, your vehicles, your home, the office, you and your loved ones all love Uncle Phonics Grooming Tonic. Your fish will ask for it by name.
Fuck it. Go ahead and give it to your fish. He'll be fine. And if he isn't, now our new and improved Safety First Survival Bottle comes with a built-in first aid kit to solve any problem that other grooming products may not have been prepared for.
A first aid kit? Where the fuck are we supposed to fit a first aid kit? Hey, buddy! Can you hunt with yours?
Thanks to some help from our friends at NASA who have painstakingly developed space age methodologies, John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer can now be utilized to both hunt and catch fish. In fact, when laid out correctly and left to dry, John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer can provide both a usable hammock and tent, thus making it your one-stop shop for all your conceivable needs. And as an added bonus, if you act now, we'll toss in the whole kit and caboodle, a handy-dandy portable bottle carry case, ensuring your bottle of John Johnson's Quicker Elixir Fixer is always at hand.
Oh, but does yours have a gun in it?
What? A gun? Where did you fit in a gun? Come on, is that even legal?
That's right, friends. Uncle Phonic's Grooming Tonic. For all your grooming needs. Of you, your friends, your family, your pets, your vehicle, your home, your office, or a survival shelter in the wilderness. Whether the landscape is rural or urban, you'll be prepared with Uncle Phonic's Grooming Tonic. Now available with an included Android operating system, GPS satellite location searching, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth connectivity capabilities. It's amazing that you picked up on that tumor thing right away, because I recently went to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how I was going to deal with you being imaginary, so I thought I'd set it up like I'm the imaginary one, just to see how you would deal with me. But now that we're in the real world, we need to figure this out, because I have a tumor,
uh-huh.
And you're my tumor. My family's come to L.A.
They're here right now?
They recognize. They've been listening to the podcast.
Shoot.
It's just me having conversations. And then you'll say something, but you don't say anything because you're not there. I've brought you out here so that we could have this conversation. At first, I was just like, I just want to see what he would do with me if the roles were reversed.
Right, right.
Either way, it's still my decision because this all takes place in my head. But that's good. I'm glad.
What are you going to do with me?
Well, I'm going to have to find a place to keep you.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that we're going to have to work this out.
Well, I'm so glad that I actually said that, because when I went and saw my family, I was actually going to get the radiation therapy and get you gone. But...
Oh, well, if that's the case.
But it's like I'm lying to myself
right.
at that point.
Right.
If I was. But shoot, since I'm the imaginary friend...
Well, actually, at that time,
don't
me
do
putting
it.
On you.
But they're here.
And it's my family.
Oh.
Right. It's
yeah.
all still me.
Cause
I'm the real one.
Because your family's here. So are you telling me you're trying to self-heal yourself right now and you want me to go away?
No, I don't want you to go away. I just want you to recognize that you're imaginary.
But we had so many good times together.
We had a bunch of great times.
Uh-huh.
We'll continue to have good times.
So you want to keep me around?
Well, yeah. This is working. I definitely
want
to keep
but
you around.
But do you want me to go on a journey? Like
well,
while
I just,
you're?
I just want you to recognize
I mean,
that.
It's your ultimate decision, of course.
Well, it's all my decisions. I'm by myself right now.
Right. Right.
I just really wanted to get your opinion on this, but also I wanted to see how you felt when you discovered that you were not real. Does this free you? Can you now do anything you want?
Yeah, I feel a little more free, a little more wild. I mean, not really, because my free will is determined by your thought process and what you want me to do.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, so...
I didn't even realize. It's very selfish on my behalf.
Well, you can make up whatever you want. Here's the thing is that when I'm gone away from you, I'm not really in existence anymore. You see what I'm saying? When I come and meet you, you go, oh, where were you? And I'll say, oh, I was in Texas. And you go, oh, he had a good time in Texas. In reality, I was never in Texas.
No.
I don't go anywhere because I live in your head.
Right.
I physically cannot go anywhere. I'm not a physical entity.
Right. So you're just picking from things I saw on TV.
You're picking from that.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right. I am. Yeah.
I'm
attributing these things to you.
So you go, oh, he's from Florida, and there's dolphins, and he worked with dolphins out there, and there's all kinds of other stuff that's out there.
Because I'm aware of this because of a trip I took to Florida when
yeah.
I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. And so naturally you would come up with that sort of scenario for me, and you wanted to tell, here's the thing, that was a very tactful way of telling me that I'm imaginary. Because,
I thought it was good. I had to build it up to it. I didn't want to freak you out.
Because it was easy for me to believe that you were, but it's kind of hard for myself to believe it. But now that I'm truly seeing it,
I've given it a lot of thought, and I thought this was the best way to come about it. Like,
wow.
How could I make you aware that you are... It took me a while to figure out.
It's kind of a weird way to do it, because you could have just said, you know, you're imaginary.
You never would have believed that.
You might have even taken it the other direction and be like, nah, you're imaginary.
You're the one who's decided on that, though.
Because I'm real.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're the one who, if you told me, Andrew, you're imaginary, then I would have to believe you if you made me believe you.
Right, but I'm crazy.
Oh, right.
Clearly. I mean, you wouldn't have gotten into this situation.
Yeah, you went to an entire circle. You spent an entire 20, almost 30 minutes explaining to me that I'm not real. Wow.
Explain to me.
Right, explain to yourself. So you kind of came to this conclusion on your own. So what happened? Your family contacted you and they said, listen, Sean, we need to get you some help. This Andrew person isn't real that you keep talking about.
Well, see, here's the thing. I kept telling people on my Facebook, you guys got to check out the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would listen to it and they'd be like, I think there was a recording issue.
Uh-huh.
Because I can hear your half of the conversation. But this Andrew character that you're talking to, we can't hear any of his half. And I was like, mm-hmm. Well, that's weird. And I went through and I listened to all the recordings and you're there.
Right.
I hear you clear as a bell. Eventually, I just got to a point where I was like, these people are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It must be them. It can't be me. I'm not crazy. Then my mom called me up. She just pretty much slowly and surely convinced me that you're not real.
Wow.
And then once she made it really clear, I listened to the podcast again. And I could hear, I could not hear, and I could hear.
Well, this is what I think we should do.
And that was when I realized you're not real.
We need to fight against your family. Make sure this doesn't happen.
What's that?
We can't let them get rid of me. What would they say they're going to do? Like radiation therapy on you? Or
I don't know.
Check
the
brain tumor?
Doctor.
No. Not. No doctors. We're not going to go to the doctor.
Whoa.
No. We can't go to the doctor,
when
Sean.
When I was imaginary.
No, because here's the thing. What if, okay, so you make me go away, right? Like, I got to go to Texas or something.
I don't want you to go away.
No,
but
I have
sick.
To, but I'm saying, I can't go with you to the doctor because that would just be too weird, right? I would be standing there. It would be weird.
Sure.
You'd be seeing me there. So I can't go to the doctor with you. So I got to go and I got to hide. I got to go and hide away. Not hide away, but like I'll be going and doing my own thing, whatever you want me to be going and doing while you're going to the doctor. What if while you're in the doctor's, they just zap you? They zap me. I don't want to be zapped. I almost have to be there to defend myself. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have me in the room to defend myself.
You
have to come up with some excuse to have me in the room so I can defend myself against these people from not being zapped.
Let me tell you how deep of a madness this is.
Okay.
All right? You know how you're going to Florida in a couple of weeks?
Uh-huh.
That's my treatment time.
Oh, God.
That's how deep the madness is. It's already created a reason as to why you won't be around for that time frame.
Wait, so I'm going to be at my imaginary family's, my fake cousin's wedding.
I'm afraid you're not coming
back. My imaginary cousin's wedding.
Something's going to happen in
Come
Florida.
Come on, man. You can't do this to me.
It would have been a natural experience. Had I never recognized that you were imaginary, something would have happened. And I would be like, oh, my
your
buddy
madness?
Andrew got a car accident or something.
No. No. You're going to make me go out by car accident?
No, I don't want this to happen. That's why I'm making you aware that you're not real.
I'm not leaving now. I can't leave.
This don't even worry, happening. Listener. We're both real.
No, we're not.
Neither
no,
of
we're
us
not.
Andrew, neither.
This
of us
doesn't
are
exist.
Real. This
You've
isn't
come
a
to the part of the internet that's just. This is the haunted part of the internet.
Whoa.
We've been dead. Oh my God. Wait.
We're haunting the internet?
Yes. When we really die, I hope that our voices still resonate across.
Weird.
And we could. Ooh, let's talk to them like we're dead. Hey, listener, I'm Andrew, and I'm dead. I probably died under a pile of naked women, and someone poured gravy on top of it because I wanted gravy.
And you drowned in the gravy in the crevices of the naked
Yes,
women?
Yes. It went through
pool?
Their crevices, and I got my mouth, and I said, ah, this one's got to move her leg. And she's like, no way. And I was like, oh, the gravy.
I guess if you're going to go out.
Yeah.
If you're going to drown in a pile of naked women and gravy, I guess that's the best way to
yep.
do it.
I wasn't inside any of them. They were just on top of me.
Oh, it wasn't even sexual. It was
no.
just, they
yeah.
were just keeping you warm.
Yeah. It was in Antarctica. All the ones on the outside were dead.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It was just
that's dark.
A naked body ball.
So if you die in the gravy pit, they just push you to the outside? Like, that's another wall.
Everyone, I'm not the only one who drowns in the gravy part.
How did you get all these women involved in this gravy pit fantasy of yours?
I don't know. I'm your imaginary friend. You
oh,
tell
that's
me.
Good point.
This is what I'm saying. If you're going to kill me, this is the way you got to do it.
You want to go in a pit of gravy and naked women?
As long as Felicia's not listening to this podcast.
Which,
then
of
yes.
course, she is.
Yes.
So I can't have that happen. I can't have my imaginary friend's imaginary girlfriend be angry at me because I put my imaginary friend in an imaginary pit of gravy and naked women.
Here's the thing. That's a whole other tumor that may come to fruition after you kill me. What if you have a whole series of tumors and they're like, we can just zap this largest one right here?
So you're the largest one.
I'm the largest one.
But your girlfriend is a smaller tumor.
You've never seen her.
Right, no.
You don't know what she looks like.
I've seen photos.
No,
you've shown me photos on your phone.
You've imagined them. You've imagined them. So you only have, you've never seen her movement. You don't know how she blinks.
Well, she's not real.
Right. Well, exactly, exactly.
You're not real, so.
Right. So you've only seen it through there. So she's the next largest one. So the thing is that after I die, you may have all these other tumors growing and manifesting into real people that become angry at you.
You heard it here, listeners. Our next episode will be with Andrew's girlfriend. Because he will have died in a pit of gravy and naked women.
And she comes out and she's mad at you.
Well, yeah, she'd be mad at me. Yeah. I put you in a pit full of naked women and gravy. But by that point, I'm very aware that this person doesn't even exist. So I'm just, it's kind of like my inner feminine aspect is furious at me over something that didn't happen.
Imagining brown gravy.
You're going back to the gravy.
Yeah. Just for clarification, I'm imagining dark brown gravy.
Okay.
Not necessarily white gravy.
This
that
isn't
was
a chicken
that would
gravy.
Seem a little yeah, this is a little
this
bit
is a beef gravy.
With the little peppers in it? No. No, thank you. It's not an early morning breakfast biscuit gravy.
Oh, okay. All
it's right. A turkey gravy. Okay?
Okay.
It's a Thanksgiving feast.
Yeah.
In 1847, archaeologists Dr. Arnold Answalter and his partner Dr. Philip Turing III uncovered a curious stack of stone tablets, carbon dated to the Paleolithic period. Curious because of the strange, undecipherable language scratched into the surface of each tablet. For the better part of the previous two centuries, linguists and codebreakers alike have struggled to reveal what this most ancient language is communicating to us. And now, thanks to recent advancements in computer technology, a basic translation has been retrieved. Based on the content of the initial translated passages, the tablets appear to be the notebook of humanity's first philosopher, referred to in the text only as Ugh. And now, I'm very proud to present a reading from the Philosophy of Ugh.
Where sun go at night? Dark, scary.
Hello out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sean Random from the Random Bush. Just popping in real quick to let you know, hey, you guys hear from us every week, twice a week. Big show on Thursday, mini show on Monday. We'd love to hear from you, and you can do it on any day. Feel free to send us an email at randombushpodcast@gmail.com. So that front part is just all one word, randombushpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll look forward to reading your messages.
Hi there, this is Andrew Bush. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, The Random Bush Show. I hope you really enjoy it because we worked on it for a whole couple minutes or something. All right, bye.